This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Earlier this month, a federal judge ruled that the Bureau of Land Management needs to further analyze climate impacts as it plans for future use of public lands in the Colorado River Valley. The BLM's 2015 Resource Management Plan faced opposition from several environmental groups, including Carbondale-based Wilderness Workshop. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy is here to discuss the decision. So give us some background and context. What was this court case about?
The environmental group said the BLM did not fully consider or analyze health and climate impacts of oil and gas development, and also that the agency did not consider alternatives that would have closed areas to oil and gas development when it produced its most recent resource management plan. That plan provides guidance on how the BLM will manage public lands in the Colorado River Valley Field Office. That includes Pitkin, Eagle, Garfield, Mesa, and Rout counties, and it lasts for about 20 years, sort of setting the stage for what kinds of uses and development we'll see on public lands in that time. In this ruling, the court said that the agency did not analyze the downstream or indirect impacts of greenhouse gas pollution from that drilling.
What does that mean that the BLM didn't consider downstream or indirect impacts?
Yeah, downstream or indirect impacts are everything that happens after the drilling takes place, not just what happens on the well pad. I spoke with Peter Hart, who's an attorney with Wilderness Workshop, and he compared it to recent decisions related to coal mining. We've become familiar with the idea that there's a social cost of carbon, and there's established case law that says when the government approves a coal mine, it has to disclose and analyze the impacts of burning that coal. Hart says this decision is similar.
This case is one of the first to say that they have that same obligation with regard to natural gas and the burning of natural gas and the development of natural gas.
Okay, so this could mean more analysis of the impacts of actually using the natural gas and not just drilling it.
Right.
And is the court redirecting the BLM in any other ways?
Yes, the court agreed with the environmental groups that the BLM did not fully consider alternatives to oil and gas development on these public lands. Hart explained that the BLM left a lot of land open and available to oil and gas development in this plan, even in areas that the agency says have low potential for much production. The judge ruled that the agency didn't fully consider other uses of those lands, that it could have closed them off or placed other priorities there, because there are a lot of resources that the agency should consider, including things like wilderness values, wildlife, and recreation.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
This is news from Aspen Public Radio.